When our work is done, we sack their remains, pile them in the cellar until we may be rid of them. Even now, in November, they grow rotten as they wait, the limbs and torsos swelling and turning foul, though Robert tells me this is the best of it. In the summer the sacks may lie until they are almost liquid. And so, each Thursday before dawn we wake and load the sacks into the cart in the half-light. The houses opposite standing silent as we work, still sleeping, for though our neighbours know our business, it is wisest not to remind them of it more than we must. The man who brings the cart is a former soldier called Miller. He does not speak as we load the sacks, just grunts when we are done and thrusts out a hand for his fee. Robert has told me that once, 2 years ago, it was Mr. Pohl's wish that he travel with Miller to see that the remains were disposed of discreetly and completely. The day chosen was in late spring, a fine, summery day. Robert rode beside Miller, his companion barely speaking, so they travelled in silence, the cart jolting beneath them. All through the long morning and into the afternoon they travelled east along the river until they came to a low field, bordered by trees on one side and on the other by the river flats. The place was silent, no birds singing, save for a flock of geese who rose as one, honking and shrieking as the cart approached. In the centre of the field the grass was burnt away, the barren earth scorched and filthy. Robert helped Miller unload the wood he had heaped upon the sacks to disguise them for their passage through the streets, and together they built a pyre. Then one by one they shook out the sacks, spreading their contents thinly across the piled wood. Finally, he set it burning, stoking and tending the flames. The fire spat and crackled where it took the fat, the flesh bubbling and blackening where it lay. Robert said hell might look like this, legs and arms and heads, jumbled and broken and burning. The smoke that rose from the pyre was oily black and evil, and Robert said it clung to his clothes like a stain. It was dusk before the fire was done, the embers glowing in the fading light. And in the gathering darkness, Miller took up a post from the cart, and stepping out across the remnants of the pyre, brought it down again and again upon anything that remained, sparks rising in clouds around him, like fireflies or shooting stars, against the great space of the night.